This week in the Civil War, during the night of October 28th and 29th, 1863, Confederate troops under General James Longstreet attempted to disrupt the Cracker Line, resupplying Union-held Chattanooga by attacking it while Hatchie, Tennessee. In a midnight attack, Union forces initially were taken by surprise, but after 4 hours, the conflict ended with the Union still maintaining control of Brown's Ferry and the Cracker Line. A rumor circulated after the battle that stampeded Union mules made the Confederates erroneously believe that they were being attacked by cavalry, causing the Southerners to break off their attack. In truth, night combat proved to be confusing for both armies during the American Civil War. The Wauhatchie engagement was not an exception to that rule. Confederate failure at Wauhatchie ensured the continuing success of the Union's Cracker Line into Chattanooga. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.